and a system in which I had to dress like everybody else, and a system in which having a mind of your own was, let's just say, it was not encouraged at that time. And it still isn't in those kinds of operations. And this isn't at all a put-down of the military in any way. It was, I began to realize as a, at a very young age that there was something that was much deeper about creating a life of what I would like to have in my life. And I also realized that I had been doing a lot of it for most of my life up until that point. That growing up in a series of foster homes and orphanages as a young man, I had somehow been able to figure out naturally how to attract abundance into my life without being consumed with worry about scarcity and not having enough, if you will. I had been just fortunate enough to know that if I could put my mind and my thoughts and my attention on what it is that I wanted to create for myself, that I had the ability to make it happen. And I did it always, even as a very young boy. And one of the things that Napoleon Hill spoke about that really became a very important item for me in my life was this idea of having what he called this burning desire. And a burning desire is something that is very different than a normal desire that everybody has. Because if you study Buddhist texts, they talk about how it's important to get past desire in your life. And I tried to do that for a while, but I found as long as I'm incarnated into this physical body, desires just go with the program. It seems to me anyway. I mean, even if you want to go to the bathroom, you know, you got to figure out how to get there. You know, desire just seems to be not something that is so bad. I never thought it was something. Deepak Chopra and I have talked many, many times. In fact, in some of the tapes we've put out together, we've talked about this idea that desire isn't anything that is bad. It's when it becomes something that we become attached to, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the very first principle. But a burning desire is something very different. And I don't know, I'm not certain about this. I have eight children, and I watched five of them be born. Before that, they didn't even allow men in the same on the same floor, all right? but as I watched these children being born, and I was cutting the cord and holding these tiny little infants who just showed up in the world, I watched them grow, and now they're adults, young adults, and some of them are still teenagers. I have a sense that we come into this world with personalities and with a purpose. Khalil Gibran, the great Lebanese poet, once said that when you are born, your work is placed in your heart. And I have a very strong sense that there's much more to us showing up here in this world and what took place before that. I'm not talking about past lives, although I've read many lives, many masters, and I've talked with Brian Weiss and people like this about this, and certainly I haven't closed myself off to it. But I haven't any internal personal experiences of something called a past life. But I have eight children, and I've seen those children come in, and the ones that came in and were angry when they showed up and were screaming and hollering and you couldn't get them to get quiet and they wouldn't sleep through the night and they stuck their tongue out at you when you looked at them. Now they're in their 20s and I come home and they still are angry and they still are not happy to see me. And the ones that were laughing and happy and slept through the night and were very peaceful, and 18, 20 years later, they seem to be very peaceful. And they said, there's just seem to be, like we almost come in with personalities. And there's hardly a mother that has given birth to a child who doesn't understand what I'm talking about. I see mothers here in the room. You know, I know your mothers because you're going like this and that. And you saw those babies come in and you saw them have something called a personality. And if they have that, I mean,